9.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number 3. You bring up anything. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That is freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones, to the fun. We'll continue the story from last hour here in a moment. But first, it's Aaron in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was just calling to ask you your opinion on stay-at-home dads. I've been having a conversation with my wife about staying at home and being a father instead of working, and she says there's a stigma in her doctor's office that all stay-at-home dads are considered losers.
This is something that people talk about? I mean, are there that many stay-at-home dads to where?
Well, apparently it's a topic of conversation in her doctor's office. I'm possibly going to go into law enforcement, and the money she's making compared to the money that I'm going to be making wouldn't make sense for her to stay home, and I want my kids to be raised by, you know, either a mother or a father and not a daycare service.
Okay, because that was what I was going to ask is, you know, what is it that's encouraging you to stay at home? You're looking to raise your children. How old are they?
We're both 24, getting ready to start a family. She's getting ready to graduate medical school, So she's getting ready to get...
So you don't actually have the kids yet?
No. It's just a top, you know, family planning and trying to plan ahead.
Well, that's good. By the way, most people don't plan their kids. They just have them. So congratulations to you for putting a little forethought into all of this.
I think if
staying at home will keep you away from law enforcement, I say go for it, because I would hate to encourage anyone to become a bureaucrat. But seriously, as to whether or not people consider you a loser, are you really that concerned with what other people think?
Well, you know, I'm not, but it's just a cultural thing that people talk about, you know, behind your backs and whatnot. And I was just, you know, kind of testing the waters. I kind of think, you know, well, I like your guys' opinion, and I was calling to see what it was.
Well, Aaron, I mean, regardless of what you do, there's always going to be somebody who's talking about you behind your back, especially the women at the doctor's office. I mean, you know, women, they love to gossip and talk trash.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I agree that women love to gossip and talk trash, but some of them certainly do. Aaron, speaking frankly, I used to work at a gym as a personal trainer, and the woman who managed the gym for a period of time, her husband didn't work, and he took care of the two children, I believe, that they had. And they used to joke about him not wanting to get it, doing, you know, knocking her up so that he didn't have to get a job once the second child hit kindergarten, and you know, that he'd do anything not to work, and just essentially said those sorts of things about him.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been hearing from her about what the people have been saying at the office, and I was wondering, is that like a, you know, if that was, that was the general idea of stay at home dads?
Mark, it sounded like you had somewhere else you were going with that.
Well, I think that, in fact, people generally think that about stay-at-home dads. I think it's wrong. How awful, how despicable are people if they think that it's better to give your kid over to a babysitter,
a daycare center,
or, you know, somebody who doesn't care about them, rather than and then have the father go out to work rather than keep, I mean, ew, yuck.
Well, people can certainly be despicable. There's no doubt about it.
Somebody should stay home. I must say that it's one of the things that I'm probably going to think if I find that out. Like, it's a possibility I'm going to think that about you if I find that out.
You're saying that you're despicable, Mark? You're admitting to your despicability?
It's a social stigma. I'm going to look at it.
I personally, if I came across the fact that someone was a stay-at-home dad, I would congratulate them. I would say that that's excellent. You're doing what's right for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see why anyone would look down on that. I mean, if the wife has a better paying position, it's only sensible to have you stay at home, because then you've got more money to work with.
Yeah.
You'd have to be a fool not to, I think. And forget about what everybody says. What's important is your kids, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to trust the same people they hired at McDonald's for $6.25 an hour
right.
to watch my kids, you know.
And It gives you the opportunity to blaze the trail. You know, there's a lot of brave guys that came before you to do this, and you can honor their sacrifices by doing the same.
Plus, plus, Aaron, when it's time, when it comes time for kindergarten, you can also make the argument that it's been going so well for the past 5 years that you don't want to send your kids to government-run school. You want to continue staying at home so you can homeschool the kids for their
next several years. I'm a high school dropout GED kind of guy, so I'm not the stay-at-home teaching kind of fella.
Just because you're a high school dropout GED kind of guy doesn't mean that you're not smart.
Well, I'm not smart. I'm just not structured enough to sit down and teach my kids. I'm going to send them to a private school.
Okay. That's the next best thing. Well, very good, man. Let us know what you end up deciding to do and if you get any backlash from it when it actually happens. Anything else on your mind, Aaron?
Well, I just have to say I've lost a little bit more respect for Mark since I'm a loser in his eyes.
Mark. Why don't you just insult some more listeners?
I didn't say you were a loser. All I said was that I would be something that I looked at.
You're such a jerk. Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Honest.
Thanks. Yeah, honest jerk. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. What a disappointment you are.
Didn't I give him all the great explanations as to why it was a good idea, though?
You did a fine job there.
And then I tell you what I'm really going to think.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I'm going to think that.
All right. So the rest of the story.
Probably the reason would be I wouldn't be feeling... I wouldn't feel
inferior. Yeah.
If I stayed at home, I wouldn't like that. It wouldn't
be. I thought it was that you would be feeling inferior because you wish that you had such a nice situation with a nice wife out working and you could be in that situation. You're jealous. I think you'd be jealous of people like Aaron.
I would want to work. I like working.
Okay.
I want to do this.
This is staying at home, essentially.
Well, I could do this and stay at home to take care of kids.
You only left to go to Home Depot today, Mark. 800-259-9231. All right, so the rest of the story. We started a story last hour, and in case you missed it, you can always go to freetalklive.com later tonight and listen to it. But just to recap, one of our listeners called The Wolf apparently owns and operates a mom-and-pop style, or works at a mom-and-pop CD store in the town that he lives in. And from time to time, a kid will come in and buy a CD with a explicit lyrics, parental advisory label on it.
I would imagine daily.
Kid comes home, takes it to their parent, takes it, parents find it, they get angry, parents come in, complain. The policy of the store is there's no returns, because in today's day and age, it's not the same as 1985. Today, you can get a CD, rip the sucker to your computer, take the CD back, get your money back. You can't let that happen, so there's no returns. It's made clear. There's 2x4 signs in the store. It's highlighted in red on the receipt. It's obvious. There are no returns. But yet, that didn't stop this woman from coming in and raising hell right in the middle of the Christmas season, of course. Raising hell about the CD that her son had come in and bought. She was demanding a refund. She threatened the guy, the store clerk. She threatened him by about having her husband come over after the store closed and talk to him man-to-man, suggesting that there was going to be some sort of a fight. And so then she left after he asked her to leave. And he thought he'd heard the last of it. So to continue the story, Christmas Eve, I get a call from the district attorney at my home, saying that he has spoken to this woman, and that I'm within my right to refuse a refund to this woman, but if I did want to pursue that avenue, that is, withholding the refund, not giving it, I would be arrested the following day, that would be Christmas Day, for, quote, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. If it had been any other time of the year, I would have told him to come and get me. But it was Christmas,
and you lose a lot of money if you do that.
I'd made a month-long arrangement to visit my family a few states away, so alas, I refunded the CD. The first time in our store's history. I'm sure that lady's Christmas went a little better now that she had her $10.84 back. I wonder how much it would have cost her to take me to court. Although it didn't sound like she was going to take anyone to court.
No, she just wanted to use the power of the state to force this guy to do what she wanted.
To force him to adjust his business policies to give this woman a one-time break, as he put it, the first time in the store's history to give her a refund. She pulled strings with the government and got the government bureaucrat to bring the hammer down on this guy, and it's despicable. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, FEMA, as always, more incompetent news about FEMA. That's coming up. But first, let's go back and talk about Hurricane Katrina. It's been a good year now since Hurricane Katrina hit the New Orleans area. And, of course, we brought you plenty of coverage about the government's bumbling and screwing things up and in some cases resulting in the deaths of people. I mean, a lot of people died during that particular tragedy. And it was a direct result, of course, of government ineptitude. Government was in charge of
God
the dams.
Knows, we need someone to take care of us. We need the government to take care of us during emergencies.
No.
We need that.
No, we don't. In fact, according to Homeland Stupidity, 1 year after Katrina, victims don't trust the government. The damage Hurricane Katrina did to New Orleans and the surrounding Gulf Coast region was like nothing anyone had ever seen. And a year later, few say their lives are back to normal. A recent poll conducted by Gallup in USA Today indicates that Katrina may well have done the most damage to the idea that government is here to help. The poll found that only 16% said their lives were back to normal, and that the most needed help now is money and contractors to help rebuild. And of course, the government bureaucrats are still getting up on podiums and promising more money, more assistance. We know it's been taking time. We're going to give you more money. Don't worry. We're taking care of you. You're not taking care of us. You're just giving speeches to make yourself look like you care. You don't care. You're a bureaucrat.
You know, it's funny how they take our money and then give it back to us after taking some money off the top for themselves.
A
big chunk. And then pretend like they're doing us favors.
Yeah, it is amazing. A lot of hubris these guys have. Not only did Katrina cause severe financial hardship for most of its victims, it exacted a severe psychological toll on many of those hit by the storm. 54% reporting feelings of anxiety, 48% reporting depression, and 45% reporting trouble sleeping. Even so, 56% believe life will return to normal or something close to it, with 16% or more saying that everything already was back on track. Most striking from a libertarian perspective, though, were increased distrust in increased distrust in government, especially the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, viewed as having completely bungled the job of disaster response, and the large outpouring of personal help from ordinary people, charities, and for-profit companies.
Dear God.
Like the evil Walmart. 7 in 10 say someone went out of their way to help them over the past year. 1 in 4 say someone tried to take advantage of their situation. The leading culprits? Contractors, FEMA, and gas stations. Opinions of government performance always low have deteriorated.
Now, hold on. It was FEMA tried to take advantage of their situation, they claim?
Contractors, FEMA, and gas stations. Those were the things that they said.
I understand that they feel like contractors were trying to take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they came, you know, they wanted something fixed on their home, and they wanted it fixed immediately, and they wanted it fixed at a price, a pre-hurricane price.
Yeah.
What they considered, you know, some price in their mind that they considered fair.
Sure.
Because that's
and
what
then
they
the price tripled.
Of course the price tripled. These guys have a lot of demand. I mean, there's demand on their services right then.
Why should they, gas.
Why should they do it for you for the pre-hurricane price when now demand has tripled? Why shouldn't price triple?
Right, they don't understand
why do you
economics.
Why deserve that crap?
They don't understand economics. It's the same with the gas objection as well. Same thing. There's not enough supply and way too much demand, so prices go up. So, of course, they're angry at gas stations. But they're also angry at FEMA. Opinions of government performance, always low, have deteriorated. 2/3 say the responses by the federal and state governments have been fair or poor. That's 66% saying fair or poor. Nearly as many of them have the same dim view of the job done by local governments. Low opinions encompassed all levels of government, federal, state, and local. 69% of respondents polled by Gallup gave the federal government a thumbs down, while 66% were disappointed in the state government and 59% had a negative assessment of their city government's performance. Even local government didn't score well. Despite or perhaps because of the horrors of the storm and outrage over the government's seeming inaction afterward, the kindness of strangers have benefited many survivors. 70% said that they'd been helped by a person, business, or organization. And only 25% said they'd felt victimized by some entity. Of those being helped, 4 out of 5 received aid from a charitable organization, while about 2/3 got help from the federal government. So, in case you missed the math, that means that more people received help from private charity and their neighbors and Walmart than they did from the government.
Of course.
And
I mean, these are the people that are motivated to help. They want to help. They feel it. The people in FEMA don't feel it. They don't care. They have rules to go by, and they have crap papers to push and crap to stick with.
Most surprisingly, the government seems to have screwed victims over much more than people trying to take advantage of the situation. Do you really trust FEMA to get it right this time? Also, speaking of FEMA, we're going to tell you a little bit more about some of the people did get so-called help from FEMA in the form of a trailer, which they could go and live in and hopefully get back on their feet, save
that's
a little money.
That's not nearly as much fun as the debit cards they got.
Oh, the debit card story was fun, but we
those
did that
awesome.
One. And there's new news out of the FEMA trailer parks. We'll bring that to you. But first, we go to the phones. To Rick in Mississippi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. How you doing tonight?
Good, Rick. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to last night's show, considering the fact tonight's hadn't come out yet, and didn't realize that I'd gotten in on a different conversation. But I was wanting to get back to your first hour of last night's show just for a moment.
Yeah, sure. It's Free Talk Live. Go ahead. You're talking about the pot-growing situation in the house
that we moved into. This is true. I realize you guys were very nice and kind and didn't turn the fellow in, but what are the chances that the police weren't monitoring your Internet show and heard about him? And can now go process it, but...
That would require the police to be actually doing work, and it's unlikely that they're going to do that.
It seems highly unlikely that the local police would care
we didn't name
about
names
our
either.
Particular show, and...
It makes no difference, actually. I mean, if anybody ever went back and checked public records, they could find out who was running from who and...
No, they couldn't.
...whatnot.
Have
There's
you
no
seen
public
police,
rec- police doing lots of police work?
Oh, not necessarily. It's just I'm a very paranoid person.
Oh, no, Rick, I understand. No, I understand. Trust me, I understand being paranoid, okay? I do.
I'll tell you what. I just came out of a home in Memphis that my mother left to me. And in the process of 4 months, I have blown my inheritance totally and have barely got my home to show for it. It's
my
paid
goodness.
For, and I finally have everything hooked up now after 3 months of sweltering heat.
Wow.
But,
what did you blow your inheritance on? Cocaine and strippers?
No, sir. All your wonderful government agencies that want you to put $1,000 in their sewer fund
bribes.
To be held in escrow until it gets built. And you still have to put in a $3,500 septic system.
Oh,
or an air conditioner that was trashed by a double-wide mover.
Wow.
I have a trailer I bought. And so he trashed everything under the trailer, all the plumbing work, what have you. And, you know, I didn't turn him in. But the fact of the matter is maybe if the police don't listen, they're not hearing me talk about him now, so they won't worry about contacting
Here's the other factor, Rick, as to even if there was a police officer investigating this, he'd never be able to figure it out because there were multiple people living in the house, and there are no public records of who rents. It's a private contract between landlord and renter, so the kids are safe, or at least they should be.
Well, I figured they could find that out via the utility company.
Yeah, they could, but again, there's five kids. There's no way to tell which one of them was doing it. Thanks for the call. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner.
The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And that's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we have a listener map there at our website at map.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. It's map.freetalklive.com. Over 1,500 of our listeners have taken the time to add themselves to it, and you can join them. Or you can just scroll around and see who's listening and where they live, and not exactly where, but the general area. It's cool, and it's free. It's map.freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones and to the fun. It is Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
Well, I just want to let you know I came back from the State Fair of Minnesota, and I worked the booth at the Libertarian Party of Minnesota, and we had a little poll going there to see should we have invaded Iraq, and we had 5,907 people vote on this. And
oh my gosh!
Any guesses? Because our poll, or we're there 12 days from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, so we get thousands of people walking by.
Wow, you guys really did a great job at engaging people in that. So over 5,000 respondents, what was the question that they were asked?
Should the U.S. have invaded Iraq?
Yes or no?
Yeah, yes or no.
70% say no.
Yeah, I would say that it was like 75% was what the number I was going to come up with. But your poll's not scientific because it's people that were willing to come up to the booth and answer the question.
Correct. But we had people of all types come up there, whether they were interested or not. They just saw the question. They'd come up there and they'd put it in.
Understood. But the people that are for the invasion of Iraq are going to be underrepresented because those people sort of feel like, we're already in Iraq. I'm winning. I don't need to say anything. It's the people that want to see us out that are more motivated to answer the poll.
I think that's a good observation.
Getting us out.
The results were 64 no and 35.8 yes.
Wow, I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that's about what I figured it would be here in Minnesota. I'm not sure if it's different in different parts of the country, but what we also do at the booth, this is my second part of my call, is that we also have the world's smallest political quiz.
Ah, yes, which we link to on our website on our links page over at freetalklive.com, created by the Advocates for Self-Government. Good stuff.
Yep, and real quick, their website's politicalquiz.com. That's a short... easier to remember domain. Yeah, they own the domain politicalquiz.com. A lot easier to remember.
That's great.
Yep, so I had some people there take the quiz, and I found a discovery when taking the quiz with people. I found one person who took the quiz, fell right in the middle, and he pretty much voted yes, no, kind of.
So he was ranked as a centrist then?
He'd be a centrist, yep.
Okay.
And he had his girlfriend there, and she almost disagreed with him completely, but ended up still a centrist. And so that my point is that there are a lot of people out there right now, they're disappointed with both of the parties, and they think to themselves, well, we've got to have a centrist candidate. We've got to have some third party that's gonna get us out of all this mess. And so I think they're going the wrong direction when you're messing with the centrist party, because you've got people that are completely different on the issues.
But yeah. Now think about this for a second, though. If you look at libertarianism as an alternative to what's in the two parties that are out there, we really are centrist in the way in that direction. Do you understand? I mean, if Democrats want big government to help on social issues, and Republicans want big government to help on for religious reasons or whatever, libertarians are sort of centrist in the way that the political quiz worked, because these two people answered the questions completely opposite but came up with the same sort of ranking. Do you understand? They wanted government to intervene in completely different ways.
Yes.
So the Libertarian Party is sort of centrist in that respect, because...
No, we don't want the government to intervene at all.
The Democrats want people out of people's lives on social issues.
Yeah.
The Republicans, supposedly, want people out of the government, out of people's lives on economic issues.
But again, you're being very generic. These individuals that Corey's talking about want government on some social issues, but not other social issues, and want government on some economic issues, but not other economic issues. They're people that are just mixed. I mean, they're not Democrats or Republicans, and neither are Democrats or Republicans. They're mixed. They're a mixed bag as well. I mean, it's so hard to categorize people, which is why the world's smallest political quiz is so very valuable.
Yeah, and let me point something out too. If you look at the Reform Party or and then the Independents, Ross Perot was the Reform Party candidate. Next was Pat Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Next was Ralph Nader. What do those people have in common?
Nader ran for the Reform Party?
No, he got the Reform Party endorsement.
Oh,
yeah. The only thing they have is name recognition.
Right, and I'm just saying, my point is that if anyone's listening that's a centrist, they really should take under consideration that there's so many people that are going to disagree with you that you should really pick a principle, and I think it has to be liberty. You should look into the liberty movement.
Well, what other principles are there? I mean, there'd be a principle of government involvement in every particular area. I mean, is there any other principle out there? I don't even know.
Well, I mean, there are some that would think that there's principled conservatives and principled liberals. And, I think that's only got us into more trouble, more government, and more problems overall.
Well, I see what you're saying, that there are people that might believe they're principled conservatives or liberals, but doesn't that translate to, I'm principled, therefore I'll do whatever my party says? I mean, what's the principle there?
Well, it's a principle in having, like, I've talked to people who only vote abortion or only vote Second Amendment.
That's a principle?
It is a principle.
It's a principle issue, I guess.
It's a smaller one, but if they only vote based on this one particular issue, they are principle. That's their principle,
okay.
And they vote on it. And it's not inclusive, certainly, and it falls short. But
now we've used the word principle so often, it's become meaningless to me at this point.
Right,
you ever notice that when you repeat a word over and over again, it just becomes sort of a wash?
Yeah. One thing I just wanted to ask you guys was, yeah. I guess, how to go. I kind of know how to talk to a liberal or a conservative, mm-hmm. but I kind of have trouble with those centrists because I don't really know exactly where they're maybe coming from or how to go about it. I just kind of give them a general message, but don't know, because something you guys haven't really addressed on the show.
I mean, are you talking about
it? Hard. That's why.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about in the area of which? Addressing them after they've taken the political quiz at running a booth? Or are you talking about addressing them as a friend? I mean, what situation are we dealing with them in?
Kind of when you reach them at the booth, or maybe when you've got a caller, or you know, anything like that.
When it's somebody at a booth, and I've done plenty of these outreach booths for the libertarian movement, both the Libertarian Party and Free State Project. It's the same as anyone else. For me, I'm looking to just move through the numbers. I'm not interested in really talking to people about the issues. I'm interested in getting people to take the quiz, get their results, offer them more information if they would like, and move them along so I can get to the next person. It's not really a situation where I discuss anything. And if we're talking with somebody on the radio, then we don't know if they're a centrist. We don't know what their score is, and we're just addressing one issue at a time with somebody on the radio. So that's what you always should do. If you're going to be in a discussion, you're probably talking about an issue, or at least if you're having a discussion with someone, hopefully you're talking about an issue that they care about. Because if you're talking about an issue you care about, then you can pretty much guarantee that as you're out there talking and talking about your issue, that they're just zoning out and thinking about the cake that they're going to bake tonight.
That's very true. Going back to the Iraq War poll question, is that whenever a liberal came up and then voted no, they said, how did you vote? Well, I voted no. And so we'd start on that issue, and they started to kind of warm up to us, it seemed. And they'd take our literature, and they'd just be friendly in general.
Exactly.
And, you know, so it is true to get people on issues and to talk them through them. And
the important point
issues
about...
Issues are the way to go.
Yeah, the issues are... The important point about focusing on issues that we already agree on, like with the liberal, the war in Iraq, or perhaps drug prohibition or something like that, it allows them to realize... It may give them the opportunity to have that sort of aha moment that, there's another political movement out there that shares the same values that I do. Now, at this point, they don't realize that we also support true economic freedoms as well, but maybe if they find that out down the line, they'll be more open to that message after they've already realized that these guys are reasonable on a lot of issues. Corey, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
800-259-9231. So focus on the areas of agreement. Show them how we really all... have a lot in common, and then maybe once they understand how you've gotten to that agreement, then you can show them the principle that's involved, then hopefully you can show them how you apply that principle, the principle of adherence to liberty, to every issue, every time. We're on the way, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain on this Thursday edition, but you can still take control by dialing in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, then you should consider becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier, like over 280 of our listeners have done. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is, if you like Free Talk Live, you like the message of freedom and liberty, you want to see it get out to more new people, people that have never come across this before. I mean, a few people have seen a booth like Corey in Minnesota was talking about running, and some people have encountered the libertarian message. They might have seen Harry Brown or somebody like that talking on television for 5 minutes.
But it's foggy for them, and they're not sure what even the message was.
Right. They need a good dose of liberty 6 nights a week on their local radio station, and let me tell you, it takes money to get on stations because we've got to advertise, we've got to promote the show to the radio stations, talk to the program directors, and that's one of those. That's one of the things we're doing with the AMP dollars. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn the different ways that we're spending the money. And when I say the money, I'm talking about $3 a month. Now remember, everything at freetalklive.com is totally free. Unlike Limbaugh and Hannity and all those other guys, they want to charge you for their websites. We give it all away. So we're just asking you. It's voluntary. Very libertarian of us, by the way.
It's not very libertarian. That's just the way things work in the world. We don't have the ability to go out and stick guns in people's faces and take their money. So we ask them for it.
Right, but volunteerism is a good thing. So $3 a month, all we're asking, less than a cup of coffee. It'll help us out, help spread the message of liberty, and you get perks. You get access to classic archives, mm-hmm. one of which I just posted today from all the way back in 2003, back in our local days. You get access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines and the Amplifier-only forum as well. There's more details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Lots of people joining up the Amplifier program, and we really appreciate it.
That's amp.freetalklive.com. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what we were discussing with Corey, this idea of when you're talking with people, whether it be at a booth doing outreach, but most people don't do that. Most people just talk to people person to person. Whether it be in a bar or a classroom or wherever, when you're talking to people about the issues, it's so important to talk about the issues that they agree with, that you and them agree on. And the reason why is because people, one of the reasons why is because people are so emotionally invested in their issues. Think about it. Think about the issues that you care about, the ones that are the most important to you. You really care about them. You really want to see change. You really want to see something happen. And you want it to be what you want to happen. And you're emotionally invested 100% in those issues. So if you're new to Liberty and I'm talking to you about your issue, the one that is important to you, the one where you want less government, the one where you realize the government has messed up.
And the one where you can see, where you can be shown that having less government will really work for everyone.
Right, but that one issue allows a liberty advocate, someone like us, to kind of get in and utilize that emotion to our benefit, in that if they're getting emotional about an issue and we're agreeing with them on that issue, then they're going to realize that maybe this liberty thing's worth a look. Maybe this liberty thing is worth a serious look instead of just, oh yeah, whatever, liberty, oh, you guys are a bunch of crackpots. Well, they're agreeing with me on this, as opposed to talking with them on an issue that they're emotionally involved in the opposite direction. Because it's fun to have arguments. Arguments can be a lot of fun. They're a total waste of time, but it can be entertaining.
Right. So is television.
Yeah. And so, essentially, it's the total opposite. So instead of talking about an issue that they agree, that you and them agree with, and utilizing that emotion to your benefit, if you're talking about an issue that you and them disagree on, and you'll know quickly, if you talk about an issue they disagree on, that emotional investment then goes 100% against you.
Right.
And you can guarantee at that point, they aren't going to listen to a single thing you have to say. If they're emotionally invested and against your position, you shouldn't even bother talking about it, because your points are going to fall on dead ears.
And the chances are good that in the future, when they think about libertarianism and they talk to people about being libertarians, that's what they're going to think about.
What's what they're going to think about?
They're going to think about the argument that they had.
With the libertarian.
Yeah, because I can remember this girl that used to work at the magazine that I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
She hated libertarians. Mm-hmm. She didn't really know why. The reason was, is some issue or another that she had in the past, she had talked to somebody who was a libertarian. Whatever that libertarian's opinion was on the issue, she had decided that that is the opinion of libertarians everywhere.
I see.
And she didn't like it.
Sometimes the first libertarian you meet can ruin libertarianism for that person who met the libertarian. And so that's why it's so very important to craft your communication skills and to really focus on the issue. So there's three different options when you're talking with somebody. There's talking about an issue you agree on, in which case then you get them to come on your side. They're already on your side. You get to show them how we agree, why we agree, why our solution works. The middle position is you blabbing on about an issue that they don't really care about. Mm-hmm. At that point, like I said before, they're just thinking about cooking dinner tonight. They're not going to really be paying it. They're going to be nice to you. Okay, got to go.
Yeah, until they can get out of there.
Right. So that's the middle ground. And then the other side of the coin is that they're just totally going to be against you. They're going to be emotionally invested against you. So you decide how you want to communicate. 800-259-9231. Well, FEMA. I said we were going to talk about FEMA's bumbling. Because FEMA did supposedly help some people, though, right? They gave people trailers to stay in. Mm-hmm. People needed shelter. They were out of homes, so seems like a nice thing to do.
Right.
Unfortunately, when you count on the government to help you out, there's a lot of things that you didn't expect to happen that might actually happen. And in this case, Homeland Stupidity reporting that the Federal Emergency Management Agency said recently that it would replace locks on request for residents of travel trailers issued to evacuees of Katrina and Rita last year, after finding that the same key could open many trailers.
Oh, God.
Quote, "We're working aggressively to establish the extent of the problem and determine the best solution for the safety and security of those who now reside in these trailer units," said the deputy director of the Gulf Coast Recovery. FEMA is, quote, "asking residents to be extra vigilant and take precautions to secure the trailer that they occupy." So FEMA's saying, install your own locks, guys.
Well, yeah, do install your own locks, guys.
The extent of the problem is
it's good advice, honestly.
Although,
because if you wait for the government to install the new locks for you, you're going to get raped and burglarized.
Though the extent of the problem is that in any given FEMA trailer park, One key likely opens at least one other trailer in the park, and probably more than that, as only three locksmiths provided the locks for the trailers and didn't cut enough unique key patterns.
God.
One manufacturer cut only 50 different kinds of keys for the trailers that it sold to FEMA, according to officials on Monday. So, 50 different keys? How many trailers do they have people living in? I tell you, it's a lot more than 50.
Yeah.
A lot more.
One of these parks must have 200, 300 trailers in it.
Indeed, that means in a worst-case scenario, one key could be used to unlock up to 10 mobile homes in a park of 500 trailers. Another manufacturer cut 100 and 200 patterns for the second and third kinds. Philbin didn't immediately know how many trailers were distributed for each key cut. In all, the agency has issued about 150,000 travel trailers and mobile homes to evacuees since the hurricane slammed into the Gulf Coast. FEMA has asked local police to increase their patrols in trailer parks. It's passing out flyers warning residents of the risk to their personal security. One of the local representatives says, while this development certainly adds to a long list of oversights lost in the dysfunctional bureaucracy of the agency, I'm encouraged that FEMA has already begun to take steps to ensure the residents, ensure the security of the residents entrusted to it. So they've begun to take steps to ensure security. Residents who want that their locks changed can contact the trailer park manager or maintenance provider using the telephone numbers provided with the trailer. You know, in fact, I actually interpreted what they said as changing their locks, but they didn't actually come out and say that. I bet if you swapped a lock on a FEMA trailer, you'd have some sort of criminal charge against you.
Good chance.
Like tampering with federal property or something like that. Like, yeah. You didn't ask permission. You are under arrest.
I think I'd do that anyway. I think I'd
change the lock anyway.
Yeah. The first thing, as soon as I heard this news, I'd call a locksmith.
You'd change the lock yourself? You wouldn't call the FEMA management and have them do it? That's what they're saying to do. Call FEMA, and we'll change the lock
for
you.
No, it's going to take forever.
Wait, we got it right. Oh, no, we didn't get it right the first time. So trust us again. This time we'll do it right. How many chances are people going to give FEMA? And how many chances are people going to give the American government as a whole when time after time the failures continue? It's really just stunning, isn't it?
It's amazing how often government fails and how we keep going back and throwing more and more money at whatever problem it is.
It's like a sick addiction. It's the sickest kind of addiction because not only does government fail, and not only do we continue to participate in the system and vote for these jerks that continue to perpetuate the system upon us, but we also pay for it all.
And there's really no payoff in the sense that you don't get high or
you
anything
lose.
Like that.
You yeah. lose. And lose, lose and lose. And
I
we all
you get
lose.
To feel better.
Everyone loses.
Yeah, you get to feel better.
Everyone loses. Even those who have avoided paying into the system, they lose because the whole system affects everyone by the inflation and other factors. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?